Welcome to the Divided Kingdom, the cutting-edge program many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. We're nailing July 4th, our nation's Independence Day. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Cabot Caverly.
This timely program will be heard Wednesday and Thursday evenings on WWCR. First, breaking NWO secrets and riveting headlines. Then our program entitled Pride Month Afterburn and July 4th News Blitz. First, were they Havana fun time? This is by Cindy Adams. I'll just introduce it. The elite secrets never seem to stop. Our Northeast contact sent us this little tidbit by Cindy Adams from the New York Post, May 6, 2024. Here's another leaked out expose. The People's Voice, June 30th. The headline reads, Klaus Schwab accused of sexually assaulting multiple young staffers. The Wall Street Journal reports that Schwab sexually assaulted multiple young female staffers. But first,
these are shocks and secrets both, Lou, aren't they?
They sure are, yes.
First we have Klaus Schwab, and now what about Cindy Adams in the New York Post?
This headline, were they Havana fun time? I guess I'm supposed to say it this way. Were they having a fun time? Fox's TV, Olivia Garner sent me an article, and this is Cindy speaking, by a Karen Leibowitz, printed in Who Knows What Where, which makes a case for the belief that Fidel Castro is Justin Trudeau's dad. Subhead, nobody's debunked anything, but Canada's government wants nothing to do with the tale. The article also asks why anyone in the Canadian government might be so insensitive to a rumor when, quote, federal governments in Western civilizations do not deny urban legends, unquote. True, not true, no idea. So why do I reprint this? It's interesting, and I figure you'd maybe like to scan it because the subject beats our daily reading about migrants, vagrants, and tyrants. The story calls Margaret, Justin's mother, a, quote, 23-year-old wild child, unquote, and her husband, Pierre, a, quote, an aging playboy, seemingly infertile, unquote. They married when she was 22 and he 51. She writes things like, the sexually promiscuous Trudeaus adored Castro, whose legendary sexuality reportedly fathered 11 acknowledged children, plus a kindergarten full of unacknowledged. Justin was born Christmas 1971. The elder Trudeaus would have had to be in Castro's vicinity that March or April and were actually within spitting distance of each other. Says the writer, articles debunking the story all come from the left's leading websites who sympathize with Trudeau. Also, there further exists a rumor that Castro's now-dead son, Fidelito, called Justin his, quote, half-brother, unquote.
Ooh, there's a lot of smoke rising from that one.
There sure is.
And there was a lot of smoke from your earlier report about Mrs. Macron and Michelle Obama, all those kinds of rumors. It's important that as Americans reach July 4th, we are iconoclastic. We knock down some of the mainstream's talking points about people and about things. You know, Hal Turner knocked down NATO, NATO's lies. There are a lot of things being knocked down by patriot broadcasters. And if you do value the Divided Kingdom, listeners, we do need some help. So we can't just pay out all of our money when we are more than $20,000 in debt. We cannot do that. So we do rely on you to help us with donations. And right now, we could use some cash or money orders sent to Lou because Lou ordered 100 more of our books, didn't you?
I sure did. They're probably on the way now.
COVID and coming chaos. So if you can help us do that, we can use some more stamps always. And we do thank that wonderful doctor in Pennsylvania for those stamps that he sent us lately. Those pony cars that I mentioned that I liked so much, the Dodge Challenger that looked so much like my Plymouth Satellite, my 1972 car. We can also use some help for Global Star Communications and for WWCR. So if the Lord leads you to write a check of any amount to WWCR or to Global Star Communications, it will really help us going into July. We just can't carry this whole burden ourselves. And as I said, anything directly to Lou will be helpful too because of this book purchase. And, you know, we realize that when we give you some of these titillating things, we are also giving you the very, very serious warnings that are surrounding World War III. I'd like to. That's a Freudian slip, Lou. We don't want another war, do we?
Yeah, no, we don't.
No. So when we give you those warnings, a lot of things you're getting here that you won't get anywhere else. Plus, you do know that Lou and I are not fanatics, religious-wise or political fanatics, because we are looking for a balanced view in the news, and that means we have true independence from all rationales and foundations and agendas. That just isn't us. We are just looking at the situation and giving you our best truth that we can find. So we do urge you to give us some help and send it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And again, we do hope some more of you will request books. We're very happy that a Midwestern listener has requested a number of books. Something is being opened by the Lord, and this is so important that the message get out. What really happened during COVID? And of course, we're going to have a headline that in Kansas, the Kansas Attorney General has sued Pfizer for, quote, deceiving the public about the serious adverse effects of the COVID vaccine. So there's so much more in our book. And those of you who didn't hear us talk about a little news item, it was, Lou, what's the first drug? Ozempic, I believe.
Ozempic, I think it is.
Ozempic and Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y. Those are two weight loss drugs, and we hear that they have some things in them that are the venom, snake venom peptides. And so we, again, tell you that that relates to some chapters in our book. And they have said in this latest information about these two weight loss drugs that they cause massive organ failures. Now think about that, listeners. And think about another listener wrote to us. He couldn't remember what we said about Prevagen. Well, what we said about Prevagen, and his druggist told him, it's probably okay, you can take it. What we said was in the initial commercials on TV around Christmas time, they talked about the secret ingredient in Prevagen that would interfere in your brain to give you this so-called plus inability to remember things and improve your cognition. It was something from the jellyfish. And we right away, Lou, we thought about in our book, a lot of the things documented were conotoxins from sea animals, weren't they?
Yes, that's just right.
So, you see, we're here to try to help you. Lou, because of my food allergies, you know, we've both been trying to eat milk. We love ice cream, but it doesn't love us. We're Celtic in origin, and we can't eat gluten, and we've tried to eat milk sugar, and there was an old gentleman, an old doctor named Dr. Rosenwald. I was corresponding with him, listeners, maybe 13, 14 years ago. He probably passed on now, but he was advising me something very interesting. So if any of you cannot eat wheat, you cannot eat gluten, he claimed that milk sugar damaged the intestine just the way the gluten did in the wheat. So you might want to think about that. So we have realized we have to take ice cream back out of our diet. Perhaps if enough time goes by, we'll be able to tolerate small amounts. So Lou went looking for the types of things we used to get that were dairy substitutes. And what did you find in almost every one of them?
Well, to my dismay, I found pea protein.
Now, some of you may not remember last year we had an important program on Bill Gates' Beyond Meat, and this type of thing is being pushed in all of the grocery stores nationwide. This so-called vegan type of meat substitute, but pea protein was one of the most harmful ingredients. It damaged the kidneys. So you see, it's being put everywhere. This is poisoning of the food. We told you about Augusto Perez years ago, a prophecy he had. There will be food on the shelves, but it will be poisoned. It won't be edible. And this is what we're thinking is coming. A lot of the foods, it's discouraging. So you have to be very careful about what you buy and what you eat. Sometime we may bring back that article to give you all of the rundown in the ingredients for Beyond Meat. But we know that judgment is hovering near America this July 4th, and whether or not former President Trump is having a good session there when he gets the verdict, maybe it will be rescinded. He will not go to prison. That's what a lot of commentators are thinking now, that may happen. And we still say that America is on a non-turn-back course. We're swerving toward God's judgment, because until we have leaders who publicly repent about Operation Warp Speed and about other things, the LGBTQ mutilation factories for children in the hospitals, etc., till we see there is repentance actively, publicly, and from the clergy, the leading clergy in this country, we do not think God is going to bless us and let us escape judgment. And that does include World War III, too. But we also know there are many Americans who still do love Jesus Christ. They don't all go to church anymore, but in their hearts, they love him. And Lou and I, again, we both, of course, were Americans, and we do think Americans have always been special. They have a heart. They're kindly. We hear about in France, and of course, I have some French ancestors. I love French. The language, I love everything about it. But I don't love these reports that Jewish people, again, like in the Hitlerian era, are afraid to walk around in France, and they're being beaten up, and they're making aliyah to Israel. We don't think anything like that's happening here in America. It just isn't. There may be some things happening at the universities pushed on by the leftists and whoever the pro-Palestinian rabble really is. Provocateurs, agents provocateur, probably. But when you're out here in the heartland, what do we see? We see kindness, don't we, Lou?
We do, very much so. We find that the ordinary people out here are just the best you could want in many ways.
And, you know, we had an episode. We started out, we thought we would do something nice on Sunday, at least ride to a nearby town, and all of a sudden, Lou's transmission started to go, and God was good, because he allowed Lou to pull right off. We were in a little town, and he could pull off right in front of it was kind of a restaurant place, and it had air conditioning, a nice bench to sit on. So we could go right in there, and Lou could call the towing company. And at first, we thought it took forever, forever, forever. But it turned out there was an African-American gent, and he was probably in his 50s. He had 9 children. And he told Lou he had been diverted by the police because what? What, there was a car?
Yeah, there was a car blocking one of the major highways, and they just had to get it out of the way to allow the traffic to go by.
So that was out of his hands.
Yes.
He couldn't have been more polite. And, of course, we've learned in life, we are not rich, but we always tip well. So Lou gave him $15, and he seemed very, very pleased with that. Then, through another Christian friend, we were able to get a ride home, And you see, it could have been very bad because the humidity and the heat were extremely high here in Maryland. I believe it was in the 90s again, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was very high humidity. I don't know what percent, but it was way up there.
And Lou had earlier made a little trip to the grocery store in the morning, and I thought later, God's wonderful timing, it could have happened that Lou would have been stranded in that terrible heat. But God worked it out with his timing. So we do ask you out there to pray for this ministry because it looks like the bigger true patriots are under extreme attack. Look at Alex Jones. Look at the things that are happening. So if you do value us, please send some help to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And now we will move right back to those headlines that are so important.
Now, here we have one called "The CIA Agent Admits Deep State Plotting False Flag Just in Time for the Election." This came from the People's Voice, June 19th, 2024. A former CIA agent has warned that the deep state are plotting a false flag attack just before the November election. And now this is Lou speaking. As all of you tuned into the Divided Kingdom, remember, I, Lou, have had selective trouble on my little Android phone getting more details at websites when I only have a headline to follow up on. The 404 code, forbidden, pops up when things I'm seeking are just too hot. They don't want us to know them, so that pops up. Try to come up.
And did it pop up for this one?
Yeah, this was one of those.
So
exactly.
You could not get the name of the CIA whistleblower?
No, or the greater details. But if someone has access to the Internet, you can go to the peoplesvoice.tv, and you could look this one up. Just look for the heading, CIA Agent Admits Deep State Plotting.
And you know, of course, we have some apprehension about what's coming before November 4th. And I think that we have to report, when we're talking about these shocks and secrets, those of you who are out there are just worshiping all of the former advisors to President Trump, and you think that the white hats are real and all this is going to rescue you. We heard Rick Wiles on True News talking with Doc Burkhardt about Steve Bannon. And I knew I had recalled something, but it was rather vague, from the era when Newsweek was still publishing and U.S. News and World Report, I think, maybe was still here. It was in one of those, some things that I read that made me question Steve Bannon as a true patriot. Well, what they had to supply was that this was, I believe, in the year 2016. So it was in a significant year in which Steve Bannon was being interviewed, and they asked him pretty much who his role model was. And, Lou, you aren't going to believe this. It was Lenin.
That is amazing.
Who is Lenin? Tell the listeners again.
Well, he was the founder of the Soviet Union. He was a avowed communist, and the Germans spirited him during World War One. They hoped to weaken the Russian Tsar, so they spirited him in a sealed-up train through, I think maybe from Switzerland into Russia. Then he created the Soviet Union. The Bolshevik Revolution was led by him. And until his death a few years later, he was the head of Russia.
So now, that's very instructive, Lou. So one would wonder why Bannon didn't say why Trump. Trump is my hero.
Oh, yeah.
A nationalist figure.
Yep.
But no, he said Lenin. And then he went on in the present interview to talk about him going to prison for 4 months or so, whatever it is. And he said pretty much not to be too alarmed that the MAGA group, he said, will burn everything down.
Strange.
That sounds like the weatherman, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that
sure
does not sound like Trump's avowed agenda for America. So we're just telling you there are snakes, there are moles, there are people deceiving you all the time. And we say, what my late mother told me, trust no man, Elizabeth, just God. just the Lord. So you have to be careful. You have to sift everybody and everything as we go along, and you have to seek the truth through Jesus Christ. Let's go on. There are many more headlines.
Next, FISA CEO threatens humanity. COVID was elite's rehearsal. That's in quotes. Rehearsal for what's coming next. This is by Baxter Dimitri, June 22nd of this year at the People's Voice. And the only little detail we have is FISA CEO Albert Bourla was caught admitting the COVID pandemic was a rehearsal for the, quote, main disease, unquote, which is yet to come.
Didn't you try to go and get that same forbidden code?
I did. I tried once again.
404.
Yeah, that 404 forbidden.
So this could mean there is some significant truth in this warning.
I think it could very well. Like a lot of things the higher-ups do not want you to hear, they censor them. They try to just put them down the memory hole.
And we do advise many of you to tell others. We must build awareness. We only have a few months left till all the S may hit the fan, and we're not speaking crudely. We're just telling you that the things meant for us are on the level of defecation and despair. Lou's going to have to tell you the thing has emerged again. The thing that Alex Jones and some others unearthed years ago, and that our late colleague, Dr. Carl Sanders, who worked for GE and possibly for the CIA or the FBI, he told us he took a little trip. He found the concentration camps. They were said to be a lot of military installations no longer used. They were closed up for now. We have an update on that tonight, don't we?
We sure do. That'll be coming up soon.
Yes, that'll be important. So we just ask you to pray and pray as you never prayed before, because I think we're in the eye of the storm. Don't you, Lou?
I think we're very, very close to the very acute action.
Now, what's next?
Now, I think we go to you next.
Okay.
I had some headlines, and now I think you have
some. I think that you had something about the young female staffers, but you already talked about that, didn't you?
Klaus
Schwab.
Yes,
think so. Those rumors. So now, I mentioned this before. This was June 18th, People's Voice. Kansas sues Pfizer for deceiving public about serious adverse events of COVID vaccine. And, of course, I mentioned Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced Monday that the state is suing big pharma giant Pfizer for, quote, deceiving Kansas residents about the safety and efficacy of its COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Lou, this just proves good, decent Americans are beginning to wake up, more and more of them. So do please tell them to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. DividedKingdomRadio.com, to our archives, where they can go back and say they can hear our March programs about China, pre-invasion tactics, so many things they can hear. And so now back to Lou.
All right, next we have top cardiologist drops bombshell. COVID shots caused 112,000% spike in brain clots. This was from SlayNews.com, June 22nd. One of the world's most revered cardiologists has just raised the alarm after uncovering bombshell data showing that COVID mRNA shots have caused a staggering 112,000% increase in brain clots.
How about that? You're a mathematician.
That means it's over 1,000 times as much.
Wow.
And that should be pretty impressive to anybody. Going on, it says a newly published study by a team of experts led by American cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough analyzed all reports of cerebral thromboembolism over the past 34 years. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, cerebral thromboembolism occurs when a blood clot forms in the brain's venous sinuses. This prevents blood from draining out of the brain. This chain of events is part of a stroke that can damage the brain and central nervous system and cause sudden death. It's a known side effect of COVID mRNA shots. And another headline reads from the People's Voice, July 1st, UK to install defibrillator in every school due to sudden rise in heart problems. This rise, according to the article, is among fully jabbed children. And then we have, from HalTurnerRadioShow.com, ambassadors evacuating Lebanon, outbreak of war deemed imminent. And this is the newest in our World War III rumblings. It reads, the ambassadors of Italy, France, England, Sweden, and Germany have been instructed by their governments to evacuate Lebanon immediately because intelligence information says war is imminent. Diplomatic staff are visibly panicking as they flee. And this, by the way, was June 21st. The Saudi Arabian embassy in London warns of the risk of world war after the announcement of an imminent Israeli invasion of South Lebanon. Quote, it is important that everyone understands the danger that awaits us. The conflict will not remain regional, but will very quickly become international, unquote. Egypt has sent multiple messages to Washington saying, do not underestimate Nasrallah's statements or the capabilities of Hezbollah. And then Israeli general confirms war into Lebanon will evacuate. Will commence, urges Lebanese to evacuate. June 14th, Hal Turner, once again. Israeli Defense Force Lieutenant General Aviv Kochavi has confirmed war will commence in Lebanon. He publicly said tonight, quote, I say this from here, first and foremost to the residents of Lebanon. Not only do I suggest you leave from the moment the war begins, but I also suggest you leave from the moment of tension, because the intensity of the attack will be something you have never seen. Never seen. Then Hezbollah to fire 500,000 missiles in any future war with Israel. This was from Press TV. Sunday, 23rd June, 2024. Lebanon's Grand Shia Mufti, Sheikh Ahmad Kabalan, says Hezbollah has a massive arsenal of missiles of different types, warning that the resistance movement would fire up to 500,000 missiles toward the Israeli-occupied territories in case of a new war on Lebanon. And here's a quote from that man. In case of an open war between Lebanon and Israel, the latter should expect the launch of some 500,000 missiles from southern Lebanon into the occupied lands. The destructive power of these missiles can send the occupying regime back to 70 years ago, Kabalan noted. He added, quote, any escalation of tensions by the occupiers will end not in the interest of Israel, but rather in favor of the resistance front. The resistance front does not seek anything other than protection of Lebanon's sovereignty and national interests, unquote. The prominent Lebanese Shia cleric further noted that Israel is under the delusion of grandeur, stressing that the regime's officials are just chasing a mirage that they can defeat Hezbollah. He said, despite large caches of weapons and munitions, the Israeli military has been unable over the past 8 months to face up to resistance fighters in the Gaza Strip, who rely on simple and homegrown arms. This is why Lebanon enjoys a broad arsenal and an efficient war technology, Kabalam said.
We really hope and pray both sides back off, but what's next?
Now, next we move on away from the international scene. Look at some of the shocks and secrets in America at this 4th of July time.
And we're coming closer to those camps.
Yes. First, we have a matter dealing with money. JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citibank flagged for holding trillions of dollars in derivatives without proper contingency plans. And this was June 22nd, 2024. Daily, I believe it's HODL, HODL staff.
I think that's HODI.
It may be. It's a little hard to read.
Yes, it is. I've seen that before. I think that it's HODI, if you look carefully at that.
All right. It goes on to say, U.S. regulators are flagging JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, and Goldman Sachs over the bank's contingency plans for trillions of dollars in derivatives. The Federal Reserve and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, say the lenders' so-called living wills, which in part detail how banks could safely unwind their derivatives portfolios without requiring government assistance, are inadequate, reports Reuters. All right, then we go to $2.5 quadrillion disaster. That is $2.5 billion. No, let me take that back. $2.5 quadrillion disaster waiting to happen, according to Egon von Kreutz. This was USWatchdog.com, November 1st, 2022. Egon von Kreutz stores gold for clients at the biggest private gold vault in the world, buried deep in the Swiss Alps. EVG is a financial and precious metals expert. EVG is a former Swiss banker and an expert in risk. He says the risk in the global markets has never been this high. He explains, quote, credit has increased dramatically through derivatives. All instruments being issued now by banks, pension funds, stock funds, it's all synthetic. There is no real underlying payments in almost anything. Therefore, my estimate for derivatives would be at least $2 quadrillion. And I think that is probably conservative. And I'll just interject, I believe that's a 2 followed by 15 zeros. Then, going on, then we have debt on top of that of $300 trillion. We also have a couple $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. So we are talking about $2.5 quadrillion, and that's with a global GDP of only $80 trillion. So there is a disaster waiting to happen, and especially because all this created money has all this. Yes, I believe they have the word created twice there, because all this created money has created no value whatsoever. I always knew this would collapse, and it's taken longer than I expected. But I think we are at the end of a major era. These derivatives at some point in the coming few years will actually turn into debt. Central banks will have to cover all the outstanding liabilities of the commercial banks, as we are seeing now with Credit Suisse, Bank of England, etc. This is going to happen across the board, whether it is called derivatives or called debt. As far as I am concerned, it's the same thing. It will have the same effect on the world financial system, which will be disastrous, of course.
And this is one of the key financial gurus. Spell his name for the listeners again.
Yes, it's Egon, E-G-O-N, von, I guess it's pronounced Kreutz.
Grayers. The G.
Yeah, that's right.
And the spell of that last name.
Yeah, that last name is spelled G-R-E-Y-E-R-Z. And they just put EBG for short.
I think we have to pay attention to that.
Yes. Going on, EBG says the derivative markets were simply a way for financial institutions to carry debt and not show it on their balance sheets. In the end, everything will balance out, EBG goes on to say. Nobody can repay the debt, and they can't even pay the interest. So therefore, when the debt implodes, so will the assets that were financed by this debt. So both sides of the balance sheet have to come down. Whether it comes down by 50%, 75%, or 90%, I don't know. All I think about is risk, and the financial system will not survive in its present form. Central banks only use one kind of medicine, and that is more printed money. Now, you are getting negative returns on printed money. So that is not going to save anything. Sadly, we are looking at a situation when the system will start to implode. The rich are still rich, but the poor are really poor. Overall, in the UK, Germany, and most European countries, people don't have enough money to live. This is a human disaster already. With food costs going up 25%, energy going up the same, and gasoline, interest rates, and rents, people don't have enough money. And that is happening now. It's a human disaster of mega proportions. It's so sad, and governments will have no choice, or no, rather no chance, of doing anything about it, unquote. In closing, EBG says, This is why it is getting closer for implosion, because the whole system can't take this. This risk is increasing exponentially. So I think people should be prepared. Most asset markets have lost money, and it's going to get worse, unquote. And the author goes on to say there is much more in the 43-minute interview.
You know, the people, the masses, they're the ones who have to bear the brunt. And, Lou, I think we should just jump right ahead right now, because those people are forgotten out there in East Palestine, Ohio. I think you have 19B and I have 19A. Let's just insert that right now in the headlines, because we're looking at the heartland here at July 4th, and these poor people who had their governors okay it, that they could burn the vinyl chloride and these toxic, poisonous, long-lasting chemicals are there. So this is Natural News, April 5th, 2024, by Ava Grace. Ohio's Chernobyl. Pollution from East Palestine still wreaking havoc in nearby Pennsylvania. Residents of embattled East Palestine, Ohio, feel abandoned, forgotten, and discarded by state and federal governments over a year after the Norfolk Southern train derailment dumped massive tons of pollutants into their community. East Palestine's residents are not alone. In neighboring Pennsylvania, less than a mile to the east from the town, people are also describing a lackluster and frustrating response from the government at all levels, a lack of accountability from Norfolk Southern, and extreme difficulties with reviving a sense of normalcy in a community where many are now developing health problems due to the train derailment. A related article, another freight train derails in Pennsylvania, evacuations ordered. Back to the article, our Pennsylvania constitutional rights were violated and continue to be violated, said Sheila Stiegler, an organic farmer in Lawrence County near East Palestine. We are here with our expectations for our rights to be restored and upheld. Stiegler and other nearby residents testified during a Senate committee hearing on the after effects of the derailment and burn off of vinyl chloride, which she called, quote, the Ohio Chernobyl. Is our government going to allow a corporation to get away with it? Stiegler asked. This has been a ping pong from one agency to another with little resolution. The complaints echo what residents have repeated for a year, indicating a lack of trust in Norfolk Southern and then a loss of trust in state and federal agencies due to poor communication and officials reportedly not being responsive to their needs.
And here we have a quote. I've spoken to Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw. It yields nothing. He's a puppet. He's controlled by his board of directors, said Laurie O'Connell, a resident of Darlington, Pennsylvania. She went on to say, nobody believes in the alphabet soup people because they don't follow through with what they say they are going to do anyhow, or you get the runaround, unquote. Residents unable to get their property tested for chemical exposure. O'Connell, who lives 3 miles from the derailment site, couldn't get an agency to test her soil until she forced her way into a meeting with Governor Josh Shapiro, who only then was forced to call upon the Environmental Protection Agency to order a test on her property. And she went on to say, quote, I'm angry at my local government, my county government, my state, and my federal, because the help that we have received in this township is short of nothing, nothing, unquote. And she went on to say, it is inexcusable that as taxpaying citizens in the state of Pennsylvania, that we should have to go through this. She read off lab results for a family that showed elevated levels of benzene, vinyl chloride, and other chemicals, similar to what other testifiers noted. Her husband has developed a rare form of breast cancer since the derailment. Locals and researchers have asked for more testing, not just air, water, and soil, but testing of indoor air quality to see if any chemicals were absorbed into fabrics and materials in homes. But even with those tests, holding Norfolk Southern reliable would be tricky. Quote, can you prove causation? No. And that's what these companies rely on, said Rick Tsai, a chiropractor in Darlington, who has raised concerns regarding the burn-off of the vinyl chloride that spilled from the East Palestine train. That the burn-off was a choice and one made for the sake of convenience over safety has been an argument made since the choice was made to, quote, drain all the cars and light them on fire in a ditch, unquote.
And Lou, we have to interject. Was it just a reprobate mind? Was it intentional sabotage? You've talked about those 20-plus barges floating down the Ohio River. We know about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The name was not incidental of the bridge picked in Baltimore.
That's true.
We don't know whether these leftist governors are doing what Steve Bannon said was good, burn it all down. Burn it all down?
Has it begun?
We had a lot of intimidation flights of the black helicopters after we repeated a program that Tom DeWeese had years ago about the weathermen and how some of their children, you see, are ensconced in the universities now and have big positions in the establishment of our country, the establishment areas of government and academia. So are we in the Marxist takedown? We don't know, is there a little bit more on that?
Just another sentence. It concludes with a quote from Rick Tsai. All we really wanted was justice and life as it was before we were pretty much hit with a chemical bomb.
And if we don't all stand up, this is Elizabeth, if we don't all alert people, it's important that we get our book out further because it does detail the assaults on the food production facilities. So many of them in 1 year, 2022. Please write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Include a $5 bill if you can, but it's not necessary. Couple ones. Ask for our new book. It's so important that we build awareness. Help your children. Help your grandchildren. Tell them to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Let's go right back to the headlines where you were, Lou.
The globalists plan to eliminate all farms. No more food, no more humans. This was also by Ethan Huff from Natural News. Much of the world's farming community is still in the dark about the globalist plot to take over their land and render it desolate, all in the name of going net zero for the climate. As explained by author Dr. Vernon Coleman, nothing about the climate change and global warming agenda is accidental or random. It was thoroughly planned for such a time as this, the end game being the destruction of farming and the implementation of synthetic, quote-unquote, food. The greenies, as many often call them, are no longer beating around the bush when it comes to that true agenda. Many of them state flat out and in public that if the world's farms cannot be, quote, sustainable, unquote, as defined by the globalists, then those farms have to go. And then, Earth Sabbath calls on Pope Francis to use his moral authority to introduce a weekly day of rest during the G7 summit.
And let's save him for next week. We have a lot more of the Pride Month afterburn, and we will lay that one aside, but we will talk about it soon. I think, do you have a warning there on the bird flu?
Well, I have one that you would refer to. Maybe we should do this one first. Treason documentary. There are concentration camps being built right under your nose.
Yes, that's very important. What number is that?
That's number 21.
But you didn't have any lower ones there yet that you were to, is it with the bird flu?
No.
All right, good. Yes, I think let's hold that one a minute because it's so important. Let's go back. Let me give you a couple quick headlines here about the COVID situation. And this would be Japan, billions of dying vaxxed have dementia. Perpetrators must be punished. June 20th, Baxter Dimitri, The People's Voice. Huge numbers of Japanese are taking to the streets to protest crimes against humanity perpetrated by the World Health Organization and WEF during the pandemic, as Japanese scientists continue leading the world in exposing the disastrous health consequences of the vaccine. Then we have Australian government hid evidence that mRNA particles infect brain, liver, and ovaries with disease. Again, this was June 25th, The People's Voice. The Australian government covered up evidence that mRNA particles from COVID jabs spread to vital organs like the brain, liver, and ovaries and cause irreversible damage. Then we have, again, the People's Voice, June 24th, Biden administration ordered Amazon to destroy books that exposed vaccine dangers during pandemic. The Biden regime ordered Amazon to destroy books on sale on its platform that exposed the dangers of the experimental mRNA COVID jabs. Lou, it's good. We knew that God led us not to try to seek to sell our book on Amazon.
But now we see why.
Oh,
exactly.
Yes. Yes, God protected our book. So if you want the book, you have an obligation to get the truth out. Write to Lou, Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And ask for the book. Then we had WEF founder. This is how crazy all of these insane globalists, the ones who are really insane, are. WEF founder told young global leaders their brains, quote, will be replicated with AI when they die. And this was Klaus Schwab. And again, we had the earlier shocks and secrets about how he supposedly treated his female employees. He told the young global leaders here that not only could they expect a 50-year career with the organization, that's with the WEF, I guess, but that it could be extended even further using technology and AI. And then we came to Russia blames U.S. for deadly Crimea strike. This was June 24th at the People's Voice. So again, there were four people, including two children killed, 120 injured, when the Ukrainian missile was shot down in Crimea, and that communication center was damaged. And again, we have some more things about World War III. We do have, this is from stateofthenation.co, June 24th, and they said World War III is now inevitable because... dot, dot, dot. Now, listeners, we don't think it's inevitable. We're praying. You prayed with Lou. On air, we prayed several times for God to foil World War III. But here they say, now we have a whistleblower, insider from the UK Parliament, providing anecdotal proof of how the Western nuclear terrorists will trigger the next world war between the Anglo-American Axis and the BRICS Alliance. The following excerpt was taken from a video of an interview with UK Andrew Bridgen, B-R-I-D-G-E-N. It ought to be taken very seriously, especially in view of what the U.S., U.K., NATO terrorist organization has already perpetrated against Russia under the cover of the war in Ukraine. British Member of Parliament Andrew Bridgen is warning the world that NATO is planning to launch a false flag attack on a European city using a nuclear, quote, dirty bomb, and to put the blame on Russia. Bridgen says he is receiving information from defense analysts in military intelligence who have told him there is plenty of nuclear material floating around from Ukraine. And now Lou has been patiently waiting because we have this update. We've always heard these stories that there will be some kind of camps for the patriots in America if the Civil War begins and if the foreign nations invade. And we're in great chaos. This is what we expect all of you to circumvent by your prayers to Jesus Christ, your supplications for more mercy, for time, for repentance in America, and for your active involvement in telling people about our book, telling people about DividedKingdomRadio.com. Yes, we're small, but we're not insignificant. When we were on the Genesis Communications Network, starting back maybe about the second year there, we asked our young engineer, because they claimed they could tell us how many people were listening. Remember, Lou?
I remember that.
And he rather sheepishly said, well, folks, I'm sorry to say it's 13. Well, now we're up around 140,000, getting close to that, the people who've gone through our website. So, you see, God is at work because we must work because the night is coming. And we do not want to see something like the Hitlerian Holocaust here in America with the patriots. So it's so important that you get off your duff and you build up your courage and you tell others, because not everybody took the shots. We're finding that. we're finding some people who really want our book locally because they were smart. One is an African-American woman. One is a young white guy who just accidentally had a wedding anniversary one day apart from Lou's and mine, but many years between. See, God has a purpose in you when you repent and you turn your life over to Him every day. If you're under His will, He will guide you to people where you can do things. You can share. You can do His will. Ask Him what His will is with the people you meet. Isn't that right, Lou?
That's exactly right. Just open yourselves up to God's leading.
Yes, and we will get more of that Pride Month afterburn. There's some important things that haven't been brought out, and some of it is with the Pope and the Vatican, other things with the, I think, one of the Protestant denominations, the Episcopalians, their new Pride emblem, and many other things. But now, let's get this hard-hitting information about the camps. This latest report, Lou.
Treason documentary. There are concentration camps being built right under your nose.
What's the source of this?
All 50 states.
What's the source?
The source is naturalnews.com, Ethan Huff. And the date was June 20th. An upcoming documentary film from former Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, agent J.J. Carroll, called Treason, claims that the federal government of the United States is currently constructing a huge network of internment camps in all 50 states that will be used to house political dissidents, not illegal aliens, as seems to be the claim. The cover story for these concentration camps is that they are needed to house and process the tens of millions of illegals pouring across the southern border. The reality, though, is that the facilities in question are being designed for American citizens to be interned if they step out of line. Quote, "It's not for these illegals," says former federal contractor Christy Hutchison of Women Fighting for America in the film. "I believe it's kind of like what Nazis did with the Jews, concentration camps, processing facilities. They're going to need somewhere to process the dissidents." Now,
isn't that interesting?
Yes, it surely is, yes. Now, we do have one. I don't know if we want to do this right now. Delmarva Pride Center keeps Pride going through the year.
No, I think we'll save that for the afterburn. But
all
we will talk a little bit more about how horrified Americans are when they first learn that the truth is not what they thought it was about their country. And this, again, was you and me in about the year 2001, I believe. What happened, you used to be interested in flying saucers. You know, were they real or weren't they real? So you got some kind of a flying saucer magazine. And, of course, it had a lot of stuff in it that was kind of really far out. But it did have one important article on chemtrails. And this important article led you to the Internet to find out about chemtrails. And that led you to Al Cuppet of the Prophecy Club. And Al Cuppet's letter to General John Jumper, which was lamenting the fact that we had the Open Skies Treaty under H.W. Bush, I believe, and, you know, other nations could fly their planes over us, and this was all related to the chemtrails. Now, of course, Deborah Tavares says that it is our Air Force doing it, and some of the research that we did, that you did, Lou, for my book, back in 2004, seemed to indicate the EU was greatly involved, and that NATO, that whole area, that whole bloc, the Western bloc there of power, they were doing something too, as in regard to the chemtrails. But at any rate, you and I began to find out things, and then you saw that Al Cuppet was connected with this strange, you called it, right-wing group. To us, it was strange at that time. We were very mainstream. It was the Prophecy Club. So we started buying videos, and we got the video, The Imminent Takeover of the USA, and it was Colonel Jim Ammerman, the former head chaplain of the Army. And we were so shaken. When we were done watching that, we knew there could be camps. They could become real because there was an agenda to take down America and bring in the one world government. We were so shocked, weren't we?
We were mightily shocked, yes. We had no suspicions there was anything like that going on. Yes, we might have had a few doubts about the Kennedy assassination. Maybe 9/11, a little bit, but not much. We pretty much figured whatever the government tells us.
Oh, no. By the time of 9/11, we did know. You see, this was springtime of 2001.
Ah, yes.
And that's when we began to know. And that's when I began to tell others about these videos. And our phone began to be tapped. And I called an old friend to come and meet me. I didn't want to tell a lot of it in the phone, but I said, meet me before dark in our driveway. And she came. And I believe that was something like October 15th of 2001. Of course, that is after the 9/11 events had occurred. But we had an incident that night with helicopters above us in the driveway. And you see, I had alerted her that I was going to talk to her about things. So we believe that the telephone was tapped, and there were some overflights sent out. And we had a very strange experience. And, Lou, you know that I'm not someone who exaggerates or makes things up. I'm not that kind of person. I'm a pragmatic, a lot of German roots in me. Isn't that right?
That's right. And I should add that I was away that evening. I had to stay late for a school meeting.
That's right. And
but
so,
when I got home, the guest confirmed exactly what you said.
Yes. And what happened while we were sitting there, the friend said, oh, I think maybe we ought to drive off with these. We were surrounded with these above us. And I said, no, I don't think so. I knew it was better for us to get into the home. I said, let's get into the home. So we got out of her vehicle and we started quickly. And then, well, I don't know how this was done, whether it was a loudspeaker or what, in one of the helicopters. And they were the kind, I don't know my military specifications, but they did not make noise. They just twinkled. Someone in the military knows what they were. But anyway, there was a voice, and it seemed like a Russian accent. It said, hello, hello. And we got in the house, and then you came, and we were shaking. And, you know, it was so frightening to that friend. We have never seen her or spoken to her since.
No, I think it was such a terrible shock to her that she didn't want anything to do with anything.
She didn't really
want to
know anything more.
Yeah.
And so we never really pursued. There were other reasons, too. We didn't really want to pursue that friendship. There were some things that we didn't really, we really just didn't want to be involved. There were some family problems that we didn't want to get in the middle of their problems. But at any rate, what we're telling you is that we better be awake because things are not the way they seem to be. And God called us to do this work. Now we understand a lot more. We'll never understand all of it because Lucifer's web is deep and dark. But Jesus Christ is more powerful. Daily, he saves us from Lucifer, from Satan. Know that and turn your lives over to him. It's been a pleasure to come to you, hasn't Lou?
It has been a great pleasure. So we wish you a good week, happy 4th of July, and good night.